Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
But a snake coming out of my toilet while I am sitting on it isn't something any of us are really prepared for. Waffle House has been there for me through thick and thin.
It's made me thick and thin.
There was fire involved, big giant lips dancing on stage. But Allison Hannigan will always be Willow from Buffy the Vampire Slayer until the day I die. That's just how I feel, little gay Willow. Damn right. There's no way that she didn't get a yeast infection in there. She got a yeast infection. I know she did. Do you consider lemonade to be a juice?
90-something percent of it is water, and then they're just adding a little bit of concentrate.
But its components still aren't juice. So it's not a
juice. What makes juice?
It's in the juice aisle. If it's squeezed from a fucking fruit or vegetable.
Okay.
Lemonade!
It has the lemon juice in it. It's not entirely juice, though.
What up, what up, what up, P, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. So check this out. You may or may not have heard, but your girl got a job. Not just a job, the job, the dream job, the opportunity maker, okay? If you already heard it, my bad, I had to say it again, but I can finally share who I work for. I am one of the assistant producers of The Burt Show here in Atlanta on 99.7 FM. Now, we are available also in on all podcast platforms pretty much. So, first of all, not me saying we and The Burt Show was included. This is crazy. This is out of my mind. I cannot. I am so happy that I can literally taste it and it tastes like a fresh pepperoni pizza. That's just a really good flavor. I don't know what to tell you. I like savory. And so I got my dream job. And I'm going to have the opportunity to work with people that I respect. There is so much to learn, and I am ready for it, okay? Now, what else is dope AF that's going on with me is that the crazy thing is I never really have anything awesome to say about my life, because for like the last 15 years, I've been just merely existing and not truly living my life, or as people would say, living my best life. But I don't really know what my best life is. I feel like my best life has just begun, honestly. So that's where I think that I am. But here's my thing. I'm really like thrilled as to what's going on here, but everything that is happening so quickly, it almost doesn't feel real, if that makes any sense. You know, like I had my first photo shoot with The Burt Show, which was really awesome. I had my makeup professionally done, okay, because let me tell you, shout out to Ingrid if you're listening, because she beat the hell out of my face. I was sexy. Do they still say that? Beat my face? Is that still a term used for meaning that your makeup is amazing? I don't know. I'm asking you and pausing as if you can answer me, but I was feeling myself hard. Okay. Feeling myself hard. Okay. I had to put a capital T at the end of that word. Okay. So I'll share on the podcast IG at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook to show you what my face was looking like, because it was beat. Okay, so once again, shout out to Ingrid for beating my face. Her Instagram is at Makeup Envy. That's the word makeup, and then envy is spelled I-N-V. Makeup Envy. So make sure you guys check her out, and if you want to get your face beat, yo, slide into her DMs. Get your face beat. It's fine. She'll do it. So now listen, Don't quote me on this, but there is a good chance that I'll have an opportunity to film with Omar Gosh TV on YouTube. Now, nothing has been discussed or set in stone yet, but something was said to me that made me think, yo, maybe something about to happen. Maybe something about to go down. Maybe about to get an opportunity here, you know? I don't really know for certain, but so many awesome things have been happening to me that I never thought would happen. I'm just going to go ahead and open up myself to any blessing that is offered to me, because I feel like this might be the thing. So I got my dream job. I'm working with people that I respect and I know I have a lot to learn from. I also may have an opportunity to do a paranormal Blacktivity video, or maybe a video on Omar Gosh TV's YouTube channel. So either way, there's a good chance I'm going to be talking to some spirits with one of my favorite spirit chasers. So I'm really excited about that. Eventually going to be doing a podcast episode with the In the Moment podcast. I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but I know it's going to. And I mean, there's three amazing things that could and are happening to me all at once. And I'm going on a cruise in November. This is a good 2023 should have told me in January of 2023 that this was going to be a good ass year. 2023 waited into September to show me and give me love. That's messed up. I mean, I'll take it at any time, and, you know, but yeah, it would have been nice to have the first 6 months to be fire, but that's fine. I also went to the Midtown Music Festival this past weekend, which was really awesome. And I got a chance to see Pitbull and Pink perform live and up close, not just live, but up close. It was amazing. The Bird Show hooked me up with tickets from on my first day at the job. And last Friday was pretty wild. I was already a fan of Pink before, but after seeing her live, I'm an even bigger fan. She was flying all over Piedmont Park. There was fire involved, big giant lips dancing on stage, amazing costume changes. The dancers and backup singers were kicking ass. Hell, even Pink's daughter was killing it on stage. Like, it was just a dope, dope show. And that young lady has a beautiful voice. I'm telling you, you should have seen Proud Mama up there watching her kids sing. It was amazing. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna say it respectfully. I'm gonna say this as respectfully as I can. Pink is thick in all the right places. Thick, as as Kristen would say, thick in the right places. And I have developed a new crush watching her flip and fly all over the sky. It was dope. It was dope. So if you ever get a chance to see Pink live, do it. It's like 18 shows in one. It's amazing. It's amazing. Her show was amazing. I almost didn't even care how messed up my shoes got. Because if y'all didn't know, we had some heavy, heavy rain here in Atlanta. And there were actually a few areas that were flooded, including Clark Atlanta University was flooded. I believe the aquarium had some floods. The Georgia Aquarium had some. It was kind of crazy. If you don't know this, the Midtown Music Festival was at Piedmont Park. And you know what parks have? Grass. What does grass grow on? Dirt and shit, right? And what happens when there is heavy rain? Oh yeah, mud. Mud happens. Okay, so it was a muddy day. My shoes destroyed. Destroyed. I mean, covered in so much mud, I could feel the wetness on my socks. It soaked through my shoes. It was crazy. Now, I'll show you guys on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, but a picture of my shoes. But now that Elon Musk wants us to pay for Twitter, I refuse to call it X, but I'm probably going to discontinue the podcast Twitter. It doesn't get much traction anyway, if I'm being honest with you, probably because Twitter kind of sucks now. But as long as Elon stays the fuck away from other social media platforms, we should be good. But yeah, I will go ahead and I will post the photo of my shoes on my podcast Instagram, but probably not Twitter. I refuse to call it X. It's stupid. Anyways, so I've got a crazy weekend planned. Actually, a crazy month that I got going on. I've got several doctor's appointments and trying to figure out what's going on with my blood, if anything. I did take a lot of lab tests to figure it out. My doctor took like, I don't know, 7,000-8,000 vials of my blood, more like 7 or 8. But so I took a lot of my blood to figure out what's going on with me. That my platelet counts were a little high. So we're looking for all kinds of things. But he is kind of searching through to see if there's any blood cancers or anything like that, or any other type of cancer. So knocking on wood that I don't have anything serious. And if I do have something, I'm hoping that it is something that we can work through, and there's pills and shots and things like that. Knock on wood on that. I could really use some positive vibes and energy in dealing with that. But I am feeling optimistic. I really am. I'm trying to do better with my health. I am doing better. I'm working out. I'm eating a little better. But I did lose a total of 9 pounds so far. I don't see it. But, you know, they say other people around you in your orbit, they tend to notice when your body is changing before you do. You know, I was recently hanging out with some friends of mine, Lily and Kara, shout out to you guys. And I honestly haven't seen them in almost a year. One of the first things they said to me was, dude, you look smaller. Have you lost weight? And I'm like, yo, first of all, those are magic words to someone who is actually trying to lose weight. I literally almost took off my panties and bent over right in front of them. They would have deserved it because it was super sweet of them to notice. So yeah, I'm actually trying to lose weight, and they noticed that. And then we ordered 2 pizzas and had conversations with the paranormal. So that was great. We'll get into that part in a moment, by the way. Of course, my family has mentioned to me that I look smaller, but for some reason, I didn't believe them. I don't understand why it is like the people who we are closest to, we have a hard time believing them when they pay us compliments or they try to warn us about something or give us advice. We're like, you know what you're talking about. Shut up. But when a complete stranger says something, you're like, you know what? You're right. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate that. And I do tend to take advice from strangers before going to someone who actually knows me well. I guess it's because we assume that our family and close friends are biased. And they just kind of, they love us. So they're going to say things that make us feel good, right? I don't know. But that's just my guess. In order for me to truly know if I actually lost weight, I decided to find a t-shirt that I haven't worn in years. Okay. That was actually like recently way too tight for me to wear. Guess what? The shirt fit. I was like, look at your girl slimming down over here bringing sexy back. You know, so I was very excited about it because I have been very insecure about my physical appearance for a very long time, to the point to where when people would invite me to do something, I would find a reason not to do it and a way to get out of it. Oh, I'm tired, or oh, I don't have anything to wear, or oh, there's no parking, etc. Whatever I can say to get out of it. And it works. But that's no way to live life. You only get one. So the fact that I am slimming down, I got a little bit of my confidence back. I ain't at 100%. If I had to give you a percentage, like 42% more confident than I was like a month ago, like maybe, you know. So I'm getting there. At one point, I could not find the strength or the energy to do what I needed to do to fix the problem. It was a mental block. I kept telling myself, oh, you're too ugly. Oh, you're too fat. Nobody's going to like you. You live at home. You don't have enough money. You know what I'm saying? There's always something. It's hard. But yeah, I could not find the strength or the energy to do what I needed to do to fix the problem. So the problem became over 200 pounds. And my goal is to get back under 200 pounds. And I'm on my way there. I am on my way there. Virtual reality, that boxing game that I love, it's called Thrill of the Fight. I played on my MetaQuest 2, and that's the main reason that I've been able to lose so much weight. That, and I increased the hell out of my water intake. But if you do have a MetaQuest 2 and you want to have some fun while you work out, play Thrill of the Fight. It is a great way to get your body moving, your blood flowing, all that good stuff. So for now, the journey continues, but I just know a bitch will still fuck up some fried chicken and some mac and cheese. It certainly will. Not every day, but I will. I'm going to do my best to maintain some portion control if I can. and also make sure I'm getting my fat ass up and moving. Okay, but right now I am feeling good, y'all, feeling good. All right, so this week we got a woman who discovered a snake in her toilet, which is one of my worst fears. I've got a new Paranormal Blacktivity video coming out. I'm going to tell you about that, and it's going to involve communicating with the spirit of a child. Plus, we got ChatGPT. Yo, they hooked me up with a short love story about a woman and her first cup of coffee. That and more coming up next. So make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. If you have ever wanted to join the Mile High Club, you might want to lock the door first. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So it's about to get freaky in here. So I got to tell you guys about this couple that was caught doing it doggy style in an airplane bathroom by a flight attendant. And the entire plane saw it and cheered them on. So, and in their defense, it seemed every single passenger was definitely drunk as hell. There's no way that they weren't. Let's take a look at the details here. Coming from IndiaToday.com, was written by Raya Ghosh. I think that's how you say her last name. Let's see what she had to say. It says, viral video, couple caught having sex in toilet of Spain-bound flight. Deboarded. Okay, so here it says a couple on board an EasyJet flight from UK's Luton to Ibiza were escorted off the aircraft while they were allegedly caught having sex in the toilet. Now, for those of you who do not know this, they don't mean that literally. They weren't inside of a toilet having sex. I know in the UK, they call the bathroom the toilet or the restroom the toilet. So just in case some of you are a little ignorant to that, I didn't want you to have the wrong the wrong idea in your head. It goes on to say here, a flight attendant spotted them in the washroom in the middle of the act, according to a report in The Independent. A 37-second clip of the incident, which occurred on September 8th, went viral on X, formerly Twitter, which, again, I refuse to call it X, and has garnered over 5 million views at present. The couple was exposed by cabin crew as co-passengers gasped in astonishment. I wouldn't say they gasped. I think they applauded and cheered. But, you know, that's what I remember. As seen in the video, the flight attendant waited in front of the toilet and moments later mustered enough courage to open the door without prior warning. Now, here's a question. Why didn't he knock first and be like, hey, you guys doing it in there? Maybe don't do that. He was like, nah, I'm going to catch them in the act. Like, I feel like that flight attendant had an idea what this couple was doing and maybe should have knocked instead of, you know, showing everyone that dude's bare ass. But, you know, that's just where I stand on that. It goes on to say, while several passengers couldn't stop laughing over the incident, some others were quite embarrassed. Soon after that video went viral, a spokesperson for EasyJet told The Independent, we can confirm that this flight from Luton to Ibiza, maybe it's Luton, to Ibiza on September 8th was met by police on arrival due to the behavior of the two passengers on board. There was no information on whether any action was taken against the couple. Now, this was published on the 13th of this year, 2023, of September. So I don't know if there is more information on that. And honestly, I don't really care, if I'm being real with you. I could give two shits about these people doing this. Really good. I have the audio of the video that I was telling you guys about. See, I told you, they all seemed drunk because they were, okay? My man's in the bathroom, was giving it to his queen, giving her the work, okay? And that bathroom is so small. It's so small. And it's covered in fecal matter and germs from thousands of people from all over the world. Fam, why on earth would anyone want to have sex and it is in a small, disgusting place like an airplane bathroom? I don't want to join the Mile High Club. I don't. No, thank you. Not unless it's a private jet and the bathroom is the size of a bedroom with a bed in it. Get out of here. There's no way that she didn't get a yeast infection in there. She got a yeast infection. I know she did. Coming up, I swear that wasn't meant to be a pun, but fuck it. That one got me, but fuck it. I meant that one. That one was on purpose, but fuck it. All right, coming up next, I want to share a recorded conversation that I had with some friends a few weeks ago. Sobriety was definitely lacking. I asked them the question that destroys relationships, apparently. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
It's hard to fuck up a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, I can't do Big Mac. Yeah.
You saying quarter pounder with cheese?
I'm saying quarter pounder with cheese.
All right, so the question was, ladies and gentlemen, which one guns ahead on an island alone? You can only have one. Big Mac or a quarter pounder with cheese.
But then again, the Big Mac is just so many layers. I feel like I could have multiple meals out of that.
Mm. Mm. One and done. I'm a Big Mac.
Why have two shitty-ass meals when you can have one bomb-ass burger? That's true.
Ooh.
I stick with my original
quality over quantity, fam.
I don't know. If I was starving on a desert island, I'd probably want quantity.
I don't.
So it sounds like we've got 3 quarter pounds of cheeses and a Big Mac. My answer is also quarter pounder with cheese. But yeah, I'm about to rock your life right now. What if you put the Big Mac sauce on the quarter pounder with cheese?
That would be so good.
Double quarter pounder cheese, add Mac sauce. That's my go-to.
I have never tried that, and I want to try that.
You're the New York double quarter pounder with cheese.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I was hearing that shit. I heard that shit from you, too. Where are you guys from originally? That's what I was fucking thinking. I was like, not these niggas in Noonan sounding like they from fucking 8th Street and shit. The way you said dog, I was like, yo. That's what really threw you away.
When we go through a drive-thru, like, I know we both have an accent, and, like, most of the time we're pretty good. But when he gets to a drive-thru, it's instantly turns on. Like, it's so funny.
And does it come out when you're angry, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, same. My family's from New York, so it happens all the time. I'm not even from there, and I have an accent. I have another question for you that I've been trying to figure out for the longest. Do you consider lemonade to be a juice? Go on.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's fresh pressed juice.
What do you say?
Diluted with water and sugar. Mm. You don't do that to juice. You just juice it and then you drink it.
Mm. And then I add water.
Okay, you're thinking as if you're making the juice. When's the last time you made juice? Like, you're going to go to the store and buy it. It's coming from a concentrate. 90-something percent of it is water, and then they're just adding a little bit of concentrate.
But its components still aren't juice. Its components, what it's made of, is lemon juice, water, and sugar.
Uh-huh.
Juice is just juice. So it's not a juice.
What makes juice?
It's
juice?
In the juice aisle. If it's squeezed from a fucking fruit or vegetable.
Okay.
Lemonade!
It has the lemon juice in it. It's not entirely juice, though.
But listen.
Kara, I love you, but right now you sound stupid.
What is juicy juice?
Juice and water.
Okay, but what is it?
It's like a juice drink.
Juice, right?
Yeah. But lemonade is not juice. Is sweet tea juice?
Technically, I believe you could probably call it a juice. No, it's different.
I'm on your side. See? I don't think it's a juice either. I think it's like a beverage. Cause
it's like a mixed cocktail.
Like, I think even if you go to Waffle House and look on the menu, lemonade isn't under with the rest of the juices.
Okay,
it's like by itself.
Fair. It's like under. Okay.
When is Waffle House served you wrong, sir?
A lot of times, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, that's true. I forgot. He's from New York. I forgot. God damn it. You're not real Noonan people.
Take me to a fucking Denny's, please.
Oh my god.
Brian used to pull up to a Denny's with his own bottle of maple syrup.
Oh, that's fair.
After you've been thrown up on by a toddler, fresh Denny's down your back,
you're
then we can talk. Because me, I'm like,
Waffle House, damn, I'm a stand-up. Waffle House has been there for me through thick and thin.
It's made me thick and thin.
Well, I tell you what, when I'm fucked up, Waffle House is where I go. And I'll be honest with you, just like Jim Gaffigan said, one of the best comedians ever created, it literally is a gas station bathroom that happens to serve waffles.
Yeah.
The sign looks like a ransom note. I love him. He's right, but...
How did you say his last name?
Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, I was thinking
Galifianakis.
No. Oh, that's Zach.
Okay, sorry.
And he is funny as fuck.
Continue, my apologies.
The point is, Waffle House is right about lemonade. And they don't even have it anymore. I've the last few Waffle Houses I've been to.
It's probably because they got sued because they didn't list them in juice.
Sued by who?
The juice people.
The juice
the
people.
The juice authority. Probably.
When I tell you shit got heated for a second, it did. It did. But I tell you, I love those people. They are too much fun. So I gotta ask another controversial question the next time I go over there and record that one too. Because they got really, really heated with that particular discussion. Next up, you know the fear of sitting on a toilet and then a snake comes up and bites your ass? Well, apparently this happened to a woman in Arizona. We're going to talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So before we get to snakes in a toilet, I came across something that I just kind of had to share with you guys. If you're listening to this, the day that this podcast goes up, it is Friday, September 22nd right now. And technically, right now, September 22nd is known as National Girls Night. So grab your besties. It's time to have some fun. So I went to the nationaldaycalendar.com. I haven't done the National Day segment in quite some time, but it says here, National Girls Night encourages women to gather with their best friends for a night in to relax, recharge, and foster meaningful connections. Of course, there are many ways to celebrate a girls' night, whether you stay in or go out. The night invites women to reconnect and celebrate life together. So choose to cook together or seek out your favorite restaurant. Maybe enjoy a book club together or a movie night, catch a game or play a game while catching up with each other, whatever. The celebration is all about women disconnecting from the stresses of everyday life. And I got to say, what is better than engaging with besties for an evening of social self-care? Yeah, all right. So the happy National Girls Night, September 22nd. So shout out to all my ladies out there. Hope you guys have a good time. Be safe, get lit, and let me know what you decided to do on National Girls Night. What I will do, if you want to read more about the history of National Girls Night, as well as what you can do to celebrate it and all that good stuff, I'll be sure to go ahead and include the link to this particular conversation here, this topic, and you'll be able to read more yourself here. It also tells you about what other amazing things that happened on September 22nd in history. One of them is in 1888, the magazine National Geographic published its first issue. So it's kind of cool that they have all these amazing national holidays or whatever, and then they share the history of what amazing thing happened on that same day throughout history. So that is dope. In 1982, the television comedy Family Ties debuts on NBC starring Michael J. Fox. The show aired until 1989. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the snakes in the toilet issue. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I am not the biggest fan of snakes. If I know they aren't poisonous And if they're also super small, I can probably handle it. But a snake coming out of my toilet while I am sitting on it isn't something any of us are really prepared for. Because when you're on the toilet, you are in your most vulnerable moment that I feel like anyone could possibly have. You know, you're just pants are down. You're expecting nothing to happen. You're doing your business. And then, boom, snake in the toilet. That's some scary shit. So let's go ahead on here to NBCnews.com, who decided to share a heartwarming story of a woman finding a 3-foot snake in her toilet. So let's go ahead and discuss that for a moment. Definitely not something I want to ever experience. So let's see what NBC News has to say about this. It reads, like a scene out of a horror movie, Michelle Lesbron returned to her Tuscan, Arizona home to find a snake had set up camp in her toilet. Oh, see, this bitch is lucky. She wasn't even sitting on the toilet. Wasn't even sitting on it. It was just there. Okay, you lucky bitch, because some people be having a seat. She says, I'd been gone for 4 days and was looking forward to using my own restroom in peace. I lifted up the lid and he or she was curled up. Whew, thank God the lid was closed. I know that's right. The hysterical encounter happened on July 15th, but Lesbron, what's her name? I'm going to call her Michelle. I don't think I was saying her last name properly. The hysterical encounter happened July 15th, but Michelle has been getting messages from family, friends, and even people she went to high school with since Rattlesnake Solutions, a Phoenix-based company that removed the snake, recently posted an employee's video. The 20-second video shows the snake being pulled out of the toilet bowl and then hissing straight at the camera, first of all. If there is a snake in my toilet, okay, I'm moving. I'm getting a new toilet. I'm repiping the home. I'm freaking out. I'm shitting on myself. I'm vomiting out of fear. But I'm not going to reach in that toilet. I tell you that right now. I tell you that right now. All right, it goes on to say here, everybody has the same reaction. Oh my God, that's my worst nightmare, she said. Other people thought it was a prank video and the snake was a prop. Even my law partner was like, haha, nice gag. Michelle, a personal injury attorney, said, oh, she's a personal injury attorney. Okay. Michelle says her father tried to wrangle the snake that same night, but it slithered away. So she called Rattlesnake Solutions the next morning. It took the handler, who Michelle calls, quote unquote, my hero, 3 tries to get the black and pink coach whip snake firmly in his grasp. He was able to wrestle the snake with one hand while capturing it all on his cell phone with the other. The handler later released the snake, which measured between 3 feet and 4 feet long, in a natural habitat elsewhere. Brian Hughes, the owner of Rattlesnake Solutions, said it wasn't the first time his staff have seen a coach whip snake in a home, though it's rare to find reptiles in residences. Unless you live in fucking Florida, clearly. Unfortunately for Michelle, the species is non-venomous. Okay, all right, I was wondering when they were going to tell us that. It is non-venomous. Still, she wasn't taking chances. I understand that. I know that's right. After her reptile run-in, Michelle used her guest bathroom for 3 weeks before feeling comfortable enough to go back to her own. And she no longer enters the bathroom in the dark and always lifts the lid ever so slowly. I understand that because I'm going to tell y'all something about me. Whenever I use the bath, I do not go into a dark bathroom, lift up the seat and get to it. I turn the light on, I lift up, because this literally is a fear of mine. I also check my back seat before I drive off. I'm not playing games, bro. You're not going to serial kill me in my car, and a snake is not going to bite me in my ass while I'm using the bathroom. That's not going to happen, because I am taking the proper steps to protect myself. And as I should. Next up, a fun story about a woman and her first cup of coffee via ChatGPT. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so I decided to bring in ChatGPT for this episode. You guys already know that for a small and solo podcaster, I need all the help I can get. So I told ChatGPT to write a comedic love story between a woman and her first cup of coffee in 2 paragraphs. I definitely had to be specific and ask for just two paragraphs because ChatGPT will write pages of shit if you don't specify. So I literally haven't read this yet, so this should be interesting. So let's see what ChatGPT has to say about a woman and her first cup of coffee. Samantha had always been a skeptic when it came to love at first sight. But all that changed the moment she laid eyes on her first cup of coffee. The aromatic embrace of freshly brewed Java filled the air as she gazed longingly at the steam rising from the mug. It was a dark roast, strong and bold, just the way she liked it. As she brought the cup to her lips, her heart skipped a beat, and she knew she was in trouble. Coffee, in all its caffeinated glory, quickly became the love of Samantha's life. She'd wake up each morning, her heart aflutter with anticipation, eager to see her beloved brew again. They shared intimate moments in the quiet dawn, and the coffee's warmth wrapped around her like a comforting hug. Samantha couldn't help but giggle at how her friends teased her about this newfound romance, but she didn't care. She had found true love in a cup. And she wasn't letting go anytime soon. I tell you what, for two paragraphs, that is not horrible. And ChatGPT is right. It can be intimate when you have the perfect cup of coffee at the right time. That shit will snatch your soul. ChatGPT just keeps surprising me. And speaking of coffee, let's be honest. This is to my pumpkin spice lovers. You all know what season it is, okay? So go get to your local Dunkin' Donuts and pumpkin spice it up, okay? Dunkin' got some good-ass lattes. Go get your pumpkin spice stuff. Next up, we got ourselves the next FMK. We're going to be doing the guys from one of my favorite TV shows, How I Met Your Mother. So let's go ahead and get into it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so we have ourselves a pretty cool fuck, marry, kill choice here. This week's FMK are the guys from the hit show How I Met Your Mother. It is one of my favorite shows. And gun to head, if you ask me, do you like Friends or How I Met Your Mother better? It took me about 5 years to figure this out. But my answer is, gun to head, How I Met Your Mother. It's just a better show. I love Friends. Don't get me wrong. It was great. But How I Met Your Mother, that was my shiznit. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and figure out what this FMK. We're going to do Ted Mosby, Marshall Erickson, and Barney Stinson. If you are not familiar with this show, that's a problem. Fix that issue, okay? It's available on Hulu, so go ahead and stream it. It is funny. The writers for that show, they're fucking geniuses as far as I'm concerned. Literally one of my favorite TV shows. So, listen, I'm invested in the characters for several different reasons. I love them all for several different reasons, but I also hate them all for several different reasons. It's a love-hate relationship, you know what I mean? Okay, I'm gonna have to fuck Barney because he clearly knows how to have sex. It's all he does. But then again, if you're familiar with the show, he has been with over 200 women, so he might not be clean, but he is rich AF, has a dope-ass apartment in New York City, and he suits up. Well, you know, he is rich, so maybe he's got, like, amazing doctors to help him with all the STDs his character would definitely have had. And not every STD is transferable. I'm trying to figure this out, y'all. Yeah, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And I do this every week. I'm like, I'm going to do this. It's going to be easy for FMK, but it never is. Okay, I was going to change my mind and kill Barney because of his possible sex diseases, but I know I would definitely want to be that guy's friend. But he might actually try to steal my girlfriend. This is a tough one. I mean, because he did fall in love with Robin, Ted's ex, so you really can't trust Barney. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill Ted, but only because of those red cowboy boots and the fact that I feel like he'll fall in love with me way too easily, because let's face it, I'm a catch. yeah, he'll probably like steal like a green tuba for me or something. Like, if you saw the first season of the show, then you totally get that joke. I mean, it's no blue French horn, but you know, I'm gonna marry Marshall because he's a sweet guy. That's what I'm gonna do. It would be like marrying your best friend, if that makes any sense. And that sounds lovely. I want to marry my best friend. Plus, ladies, he's a lawyer and his friend Robin is hot. So, yeah, okay. Fuck Barney, marry Marshall, and kill Ted. That was a wild ride through my thought process. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, here's the thing. I asked you guys on the Professionally Silly podcast group chat. I asked you guys who you would choose. So let's go ahead and see if anybody answered that. Okay, so this is what you guys said. Right now, it looks like I've got my homegirl, Mara. Hey, boo. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out the Sisters Who Kill podcast. It's available everywhere that podcasts can be found, and Mara is a co-host of that podcast. So Mara's answer was, fuck Barney, marry Marshall, and kill Ted's sappy ass. Those are her words, verbatim. She's not about that Ted at all. She ain't about that Ted. And so I responded to her, not sappy, you know, not sappy, Mara. That's rude. And then Belinda joined in on the conversation. I agree with Mara 100%. And Mara says it'll be legendary. Okay. Listen, I said this to you guys in the group chat, but for those of you who did not see it, here's what I responded to her, okay? Just because Ted told a woman that he loved her on their first date and he stole a blue French horn for her doesn't make him a sap, but it kind of does. And it looks like Ebony is also with Mara. So everybody is killing Ted, everybody's fucking Barney, and everybody's marrying Marshall. I don't know if there's anyone listening right now that can give me other reasons to switch that up, because I feel like that's the perfect options, you know? And if we're being real, if we're being like 100% honest about the show, I honestly feel like Lily, a little hotter than Robin. Am I wrong in that? I feel like Lily is sexier than Robin most of the time. But yeah, Allison Hannigan, definitely a little hottie. But Allison Hannigan will always be Willow from Buffy the Vampire Slayer until the day I die. That's just how I feel, little gay Willow. Damn right. Don't forget to check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. You don't want to miss that. We do have a lot of fun in there. And you will have the opportunity to be a part of the episode. Listen, if there is anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's be careful where you take a shit, because you never know what's slithering in your pipes. Professionally Silly life rules, okay? Also, guys, in other news, I got a new Paranormal Activity video coming soon. I just filmed it recently. I haven't had a chance to go through the evidence just yet. I'm actually still waiting for some video footage, so that should be coming soon. But I know for sure that we got some responses, 100% sure, because I was there. It was like, it was happening, you know what I mean? And it was such an amazing and even a beautiful experience, because we went to a home that had a lot of activity. We're talking shadow people, voices, things moving, temperature changes. But when I said beautiful, I was talking about being able to introduce reintroduce a mother to her daughter who passed away during birth. And it was a beautiful moment. And it was breathtaking. Like, it's not something that you experience every day. You know what I mean? And I've always said this, and I'll say it again, not every paranormal experience is scary or dark or negative. This specific moment was beautiful. I loved it. Oh, Lily, Kara, if you are listening to this, do not forget to get that orb footage for me if you can. It's a huge part of some of the evidence that I've gone through thus far, and I think it will be interesting for the audience to see that. So Make sure you guys subscribe to the Paranormal Blacktivity video down in the show notes down there. I got my link tree, and my YouTube channel is there, Paranormal Blacktivity. So go ahead and subscribe, turn on your post notifications, because when that video is ready, you're gonna want to know. Okay, so shout out to my listeners, new and loyal. I love you guys. I appreciate you, listening to my podcast and coming back every week and sharing some laughs with me. You guys are fucking titties, and I love you. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Yeah, those are my favorite body parts that you guys have. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. And also do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star or a written review of this podcast when you can, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Because, you know, listen, guys, without you, this podcast would not exist. So help me grow. Help me earn more listeners. That'll be awesome. Also, share this podcast with a friend, because there is no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. I really do think I'm going to go ahead and phase out the podcast Twitter. Elon Musk wants people to pay to be trolled. No, I'm not doing that. I doubt that I'll be posting any longer on the podcast Twitter. So I'm going to go ahead and say it now at It's Pro Silly on the Twitter, X. We're done. We're not doing Twitter anymore. That's just how I feel about that. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Check that out. Join in on the conversation. And here's something that I would love to shout out, because now it hits different. Be sure to listen to The Burt Show. It's also available everywhere podcasts can be heard. If you're in the Atlanta area, you can hear it live on 99.7 FM here in Atlanta. And if you don't have that radio station and you're not in the Atlanta area, maybe you're international somewhere. Guess what? The Burt Show is available. That's right. So go ahead and listen to it. You get to hear Abby, Mo, Kristen, and Bert, and more cast members discuss all the interesting things and intricacies of life, the funny moments, the embarrassing moments, and sometimes the terrifying moments. So the Bert Show, real funny. That feels so good to share that with you guys on here. It's crazy that I used to talk about them and their segments all the time, and now I work with them. This is surreal. Because, guys, I'm really happy. This is going to be a wild ride. It really is. If you have any silly story ideas, maybe you want to share some stories you want me to cover, maybe you need some advice, or you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, or maybe you just have a question. You probably just want to tell me that my voice is extremely sexy. That's fine. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can also leave a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you would like to be anonymous, please be sure to let me know when you contact me. Oh, speaking of which, I got a lovely message from one of you via my Google Voice number. And I wanted to share with you the message that they sent. And it was a wonderful message. So this was sent this past Tuesday. It reads, "Good afternoon, Amber. I just wanted to let you know how much you inspire me. I am also in my era of waiting. As a lady in my mid-30s, sometimes it seems like I'm finding it hard to find my purpose and wonder if I'll find exactly what I'm here to do. For years, I feel like I've been stagnant and grasping and holding on to my job through my tears." Girl, I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about, man. This person goes on to say, "And you being the person you are inspires me to keep holding on. I've prayed every day that the company and the people that interviewed you see the bright shining star that you are, like the Smile Squad get to witness every day, every week. My son sent me Rihanna, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, the other day, and when I heard you say it, I felt it in my heart that I wanted to send love to your inbox. Your favorite part of my body, my ears, are listening, and wanted to let you know that you do make a difference in this world, and I thank you for it. Sending prayers that you receive all the goodness you deserve and work so hard for. First of all, thank you very much." I'm not sure what this person's name is. Their number is, I'm just kidding. But thank you so much for sending that to me. That means the world. before I got this job, before I got the email saying, you've been accepted, we want to work with you, I was just so depressed. I was extremely unhappy. I could not find a reason to smile. And the smiles that I was giving out, you know, they were painted on. They weren't real. I'm very good at wearing a mask. And I try my best not to bring other people down with my shit. But at the same time, I want to be honest about what I'm feeling as a person. Because my platform is not big. Okay, I'm nowhere near the size of the Bird Show, clearly. But the small platform that I do have, I like to be as honest as I can, because there are a lot of people who are going through the same things that I've been through. And a lot of people are going to go through things that I haven't been through yet, but will soon. And the whole purpose of this is to connect all of us together, for all of us to realize that, hey, we aren't alone. We all go through some shit. And sometimes it's easier to get through it when you know that you're not alone, when you know that somebody else is going through it. And sometimes it's a little easier when it's somebody you don't know. It just is. It just is. So thank you so much for sending me that message. And I am so glad that I'm able to inspire you or help you or make you laugh or smile or whatever positive vibes that I'm handing out to you, whatever you're picking up on, I'm gonna keep throwing it. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. And that you sending me that inspires me to keep going. So we just out here inspiring each other, boo. We just out here being inspirational. Okay. That's what we doing. If you would like to leave me a text message or a voice message, you can also contact me with my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, that's the number there. And you can always hit me up, okay? Also, if you would like me to advertise your business or content, make sure you email me as well at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And we can talk about price and what you need and or want. Because let me tell you, y'all, I am out here chasing these dreams, and I know that you are too. So we may be able to work together to catch these bad boys. You know what I'm saying? So check out the show notes for some more bonus information, like my social media. I've got my link tree included, which has the links to all my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram. I'm Xing out Twitter. See what I did there? I'm over it. My YouTube channels, I've got two of those. All that and more, all in one spot. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send anything that you want at all, and I will open them in an unboxing video on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Once again, it's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Are oranges named orange because they're orange? Or is orange called orange because oranges are orange? You see what I'm saying? That's that that's that chicken and egg shit right there for y'all. So these are the things that I think about late at night when I can't sleep, and now you get to as well. Until next time, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Next week, guys.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.